of you don't really care whether you have breakfast. Okay. I'm one of these people that I like a breakfast every once in a while, especially when I hunt. I have to have breakfast when I hunt. But, you know, breakfast is, so we're told, it's an important meal of the day. In fact, they say that we all should have breakfast, because if we have breakfast, that means we'll eat less throughout the day. I haven't always found that true, but that's what they say. So this morning we're going to take a look at having breakfast with Jesus. And so, okay, Maverick, am I, what am I? Maverick, what am I doing wrong here? I'm doing something wrong. Maverick has just started attending our church, and I put him to work. I don't know how many times. What am I doing wrong? Oh, you know what? I know what I'm doing wrong. Whoop. All right, here we go. See, Maverick, I asked you if everything was all right, and you said, yeah, it is, but you forgot to tell me. For the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you. And there was times throughout my life where I got so, I missed that, because it was all about serving God. I heard so much about serving God. I get chills, and I even get emotional, which I may. As I get older, I get more emotional too. And when I think about God choosing me, right? Think about that. Why did God choose you? If indeed you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God chose you, right? And it says that he chose me, chose you, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Now, there's serving right there, right? And that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now, here's the question. What is your relationship with Jesus? That's a question I want to pose to you this morning. It's one thing to serve. And I think many of you in this church, this congregation, far before I got here, were serving God in a lot of different capacities. And I'm going to want you to continue to do that. But I also want to you to join with me and say, okay, now, is there a greater calling? Because one thing is serve. But is Jesus our friend? As he was talking to the disciples. Now, in 21, it says they went fishing again. Then Jesus shows up again. Now, this is after the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Do we call upon Jesus? Is that something we do every day? When do we call upon God? Is that something we do every day? Or do we call upon God when we need him? And clearly they needed him, because they weren't catching any fish. They were going to go hungry. See? And they didn't even, until they needed something. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, huh? Does that sound familiar? I've done it many times. Then they knew who it was. Now, there's different types of friendships. And so we're going to take a look at a few. There's the acquaintance, right? People that, we're familiar with maybe. We heard of them. Somebody says to me, well, do you know so-and-so? Well, I've heard their name. Now, it's an acquaintance, right? Kind of like a friend, but just an acquaintance. Then we got this today, right? Facebook friends. How many Facebook friends do you have? How many are on Facebook? A few, yeah, quite a few, all right. I am too. The only reason I'm on Facebook is because of Marketplace, I think. But Deb, frequents it every day. And I'm only on because of Marketplace, but you know, I still got 600 and some friends. Now ask me who they are.
Who are they?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. I have no clue. Now, I might know who 12 of them are, right? But I have no clue. And I'm vice president of the National Wild Turkey Federation here in the county. And so, you know, I have all of these turkey hunters. You know, they send friend requests to me, and I'm there, well, they're a turkey hunter, so they, oh, sure, you know. But I don't really know them. The only thing I know is that they hunt turkeys like I do. So it's not really, you know, that much of a friend, even though they're called friends on Facebook, right? And I don't think there's ever been a time where we've got, you know, our culture believing that we got all of these friends. Not really true, you know. Then we got casual friendships. And what is a casual friendship? Anybody? What's a casual friendship?
Don't we meet each other once in a while?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, we might run into them in Dunkin' Donuts or something, you know, and, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time. How are things, you know? And, I'm fine. Not. But that's what they say, right? And it's just a kind of a casual thing, you know, we greet each other and so forth. So we have that kind of friendship. Then we have good friends. Friends that we, what are good friends? Thick and thin?
Thick and thin.
Okay. All right. And how many good friends do we have? Like I said, as I think about Facebook, I think, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a dozen of them on Facebook out of 600 and some that I can say, well, they're good friends because we talk more than every once in a while, and we have things in common. We might even have lunch together or grab coffee together or something like that. And then we got, whoop, what did I do? There we are. I'm still getting used to this PowerPoint, so bear with me. Don't you love change? I hate it, but you know. BFF. Anybody know what that means? Best friends forever, Aubrey. That's right. I'm surprised you know that. I had to look it up, Aubrey. yeah, best friends forever. And you know, when I looked it up and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. I guess that's what, we have some younger people here, right? I mean, did you guys coin that? I don't know where that came from, but, you know, BFF. I like it. You know, it's best friends forever. And so I'm going to ask you to reflect upon these and say, okay, what kind of friendship is Jesus talking about when he says, I want you to be my friend? More than a servant, I want you to be a friend. Is he just an acquaintance to you? I sure hope not. Is he a Facebook friend? I sure hope not. Do we have a casual friendship with Jesus? You know, sometimes. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And a casual friendship is exactly that. It's just sometimes not, maybe, right? Good. Is he a good friend? Thick and thin, somebody? Yeah, he's a good friend, right? Yeah, you're all here this morning. He's got to be a good friend or else you wouldn't be here. You're not here because of me. I know that, right? So hopefully he's a good friend, but here's the real question. Is he your best friend? Is he your go-to? And is he going to be your forever friend? Now, he chose you, remember. You didn't choose him. He chose you. Now, what are you going to do with that, right? Are you going to make him your best friend forever?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, right? I can always count on Kathy to... I'm going to have, is she a cheerleader, Sandy?
Should be,
yeah, that's right. I agree with you. So then Jesus says, Come, let's have breakfast. In verses 9 through 14 of John 21, and they broke bread and had sweet fellowship. They got a fire going. Jesus said, bring the fish, and had some bread there. And they sat down and had sweet fellowship. And I don't know what it is, but we always have to have food whenever we get together. Isn't that true? Yeah. That's... Yeah, I was at two parties yesterday, and I ate at the one party, figuring I wasn't going to eat at the second party, but the food looked so good, you know. And so, but there's always food. Why that is, I don't know. But that's what was happening here. Nothing new, right? And then after breakfast, and this is where I want to spend a couple of minutes here, because after breakfast in John 21, verses 15 through 17, Jesus is walking along with Peter, and Jesus has one question for Peter. And so what is that question? Anybody know what that is? Do you love me? Yeah, thank you, Jim. Do you love me? And in the original languages, when he asked that question, love, it's, do you agape me, right? Now, what does agape mean? You all should know this. Yeah, it's an unconditional love. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. It's a BFF kind of love, right? Unconditional. And so you would think that Peter would say, you know, yeah, I love you. But Peter didn't. Because Peter says, I phileo you. And that's another form of love. And that's where Philadelphia gets its name from. It's a brotherly kind of love. It's not the BFF kind of love, right? It's a brotherly kind of love. Makes you kind of scratch your head, right? After all that Jesus went to before breakfast, calling the disciples, teaching the disciples, walking with the disciples, them sitting at Jesus' feet, experiencing all the miracles, experiencing the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Boy, you would think that Peter would get it. But he's so much like us, isn't he? Huh? We forget. We forget. So Jesus says a second time, do you agape me? And what does he say? Yeah, I phileo you. I have a brotherly love for you. And can you imagine what Jesus was thinking? You know, like I said, what? And so Jesus... And don't you, we were talking about truth in Sunday school and speaking the truth in love. And Jesus is a great, great, great example of this. He didn't freak out on Peter and say, what in the world? You know, don't you understand what I'm saying to you? Right? So what's Jesus' approach? He says, do you phileo me? Right? He used the same kind of love that Peter was talking about. And Peter said, whoa. Whoa. Right? Now I get it. Now I get it. And Peter immediately was set on a path because Jesus said, when Peter got it, Jesus said, now I want you to go and I want you to feed my sheep. Because now you get it, Peter. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in being your good friend. I'm interested in being your best friend forever. And that's an unconditional love. Do you have that kind of love? Do I have that kind of love? You know, we're experiencing a lot of changes here in the church. And I guess I'm the blame for a lot of that. And, you know, I'm going to say, you know, you can disagree with me. And I can disagree with you. But you know, when push comes to shove, am I going to love you in an unconditional way? And I'm going to say, boy, you know what? I am going to try with all of my heart to love you in an unconditional, even if you disagree with me. And you're allowed to disagree with me, right? But here's the question, right? Are you going to love me, even if you disagree with me? Well, I don't know who said that, but thank you, whoever that is. And you know, and even this morning, as I was going over the message again, once again, I made some changes in the slides because God was speaking to me. And you know, I don't really have any notes other than this, and I rely so heavily upon God speaking to me, and God spoke to me. And this morning, as I was, again, going over the slides and so forth and praying, and, you know, we talked about communion. And I always want to try to leave the message as the last thing that we do so that we can go home with the message on our hearts. But I thought about this message, and I thought, you know, maybe we need to move communion till after the message, because I want you to walk away today, leave here today, thinking about what it means not only to have breakfast with Jesus, right, but to share with him in the Last Supper, right? Because he tells us, and we'll talk more about that when we go to communion. So there's a change. And I'm there, oh no, the bulletin's already printed. And it says that we're going to have communion before the message. Ah, what am I going to do? You know, well, guess what? You're getting the message first. And, you know, there's always going to be change. And I need to be willing, and you need to be willing as well, right, to embrace change, to allow God, because this is God's church. This is God's church. Amen. Thank you. And so let's embrace the breakfast, before breakfast, breakfast itself, after breakfast, even more important. Let's embrace that for ourselves, right? And what are we going to do with the love of Jesus? What kind of friend is Jesus to you? That's the real challenge this morning. Now, I'm going to close in a word of prayer, and the elders are going to come forward as we prepare our hearts for communion. And so, those are the questions that I want to leave with you. So let's pray, and we'll have the elders come forward as we pray. Father, we pray that you will continue to be at the forefront of this church, and that you will be speaking to our hearts constantly, and that we might be teachable, and that we might be open to your leading and your direction. And Lord, we thank you for the fact that you call us to an even greater calling than even just serving you. You call us to be your friend, a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and a friend that loves unconditionally. And might we love each other as you have loved us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.